Well, good morning. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's, Our Lady of Fatima. It's April 2nd, not April Fool's anymore. No more jokes, I guess. Sad about that. Hopefully you had a good time with the ones yesterday. Today, I wanted to spend a little bit of time just talking about kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, just the times that we live in. Maybe it's good for us, as we are here, to reflect on times when there was like the Black Death or the plague or things like that, what Christians did during those times and what it was like for them. So you may or may not be aware, but during the middle of the 14th century, the Black Death came to Europe and killed quite a lot of people. There's different estimates, but some say 50 million, some say as high as 60% of the population was killed off by this. I don't know if that's true or not, but those are the statistics that I've heard or read. But anyway, it was a great loss of life and drastically changed the way that the people lived. If you've been to Europe, there's still some signs of that there. There's a city in Italy called Florence, or where they were building different things. And even in Siena, which was a neighboring city, they were building a cathedral, and the cathedral still stands uncompleted. So they had huge plans to make this ginormous building, and they started working on the transepts, which are the, if it's a cross-shaped church, it's kind of like the arms of the cross, those parts. And one of the transepts, they even got part of the wall done and so forth. But that still stands there. It's still unfinished to this day because of what happened. So it's interesting to look at that, think about that, what that meant for those people is that their lives were totally changed. Everything was so up in the air that they had these big, massive building projects or plans for their city, plans for their nation. And all of that had to go on the wayside, had to go on hold for the time. And some of it was never completed. So, you know, this is not a new thing to be disrupted by an illness. But it is, in modern times, quite a challenge for us. And I think many times we maybe thought we were past these days, or we thought we would never experience something like this, that our science, our medicine would be able to protect us. And thank God we do have a great medical system here in the United States, but we still are vulnerable. We still are not free from death, not free from illnesses. So it's something to reflect on. Are we ready to, have we prepared our souls? Have we been ready ourselves to face death? Here as we have had positive cases confirmed in our area now, it's good for us to have that kind of mindset of I'm ready for whatever comes. Not that we're hopefully all going to stay healthy and be protected, but it's never a bad thing to be ready. So, you know, as we approach Holy Week here, it's good to make a confession if you're able to during these days. We'll be still doing the regular confession times as well as some extra times. So that might be something you would want to make use of. Having kind of offered that prayer, Lord, whatever happens, whatever comes, help me to stay close to you. Help me to remain with you. Bring me through this time, whatever is meant to happen, whether I'm supposed to get sick and recover, or get sick and die from it, or not get it at all. How am I supposed to help the people around me? This is a good prayer for us to look in the face of this thing, not just to live in fear, but to say, okay, Lord, I trust you're here with me in this. And that you have it all figured out. And whatever my course is, whatever my path is, show me how to live it out. Show me how to be faithful to you in it. This is a good prayer and something maybe we could spend time reflecting on. There's lots of saints who lived through times of plague, lots of saints who lived through times of social unrest and disorder. And so we can ask their advice. We can ask for their help. One that comes to mind for me is St. Aloysius. He's the saint of the day that I was ordained, so June 21st is his day, and he died from the plague at a very young age. He was a Jesuit novice going through formation, and the plague came to Rome, and he was caught up in helping and serving those who were sick, and he himself died from it. So there's lots of saints like that. I think of St. Charles Borromeo, who during the time of the plague opened his Archbishop's Palace. At that time, he was the Archbishop of Milan and that diocese, and he really strove to really minister to the people and their needs. He had priests celebrate masses out in the squares and things like that, so that people who were dying, who had no ability to move about, could see the priests praying the mass. So I guess, in a sense, now we have the ability to watch mass on TV or online, and there's sort of that same desire that the church wants to be present to you, even though we can't be present in the same way that we're normally used to. So I guess what I'm trying to say is there have been people who lived through times like this, and there's certainly precedents for it. It's different in our modern day world to experience this. It's this sort of helplessness before something that we can't control. It's unusual for us to have that feeling. So I think it's good for us to reflect on this and to put our trust in God, ask God to help us, ask God to lead us through this time, both as individuals and as a community. And I would say, too, to grow that hunger for the sacraments. You know, before all this happened, we had such clear access to the sacraments, and we had masses that we could go to and confessions that we could go to, and we could get anointed and we could get married and we could all these different things. And now a lot of that is up in the air. We don't have the same access that we once had. So it might help us to not take for granted, to appreciate those things, and then to look forward to that next time when we can celebrate those sacraments. I think for us as Catholics, as Christians, the sacraments are so important. It's such an expression of our faith as Catholics, such a way of being enriched, of being fed. And so to be denied that same access is very difficult. But it's an opportunity for us to understand the gift of these sacraments and to really appreciate the gift of the Eucharist especially. So those are my thoughts for today. I hope you're hanging in there. We will be streaming the Triduum services, but we're not supposed to record them. So I just make that clear, I guess. So if you don't have a Facebook page, maybe, or a Facebook account, maybe look into that, because that's how we will be streaming the Triduum services at this time. If you are not able to do that, maybe you can watch on TV somebody, whether it's EWTN or the Holy Father's Masses or something like that. But I will also be putting in the bulletin this week a little sort of guide to how to maybe live out the Triduum as a family at home. So hopefully that'll be helpful. God bless you. God be with you. Stay safe and take care.